朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
我们要讲这一方面的道理，有许许多的例子可以提。
There are abundant full of examples for us to mention in this category.
我们看见灯，我们就想到爱迪生。
As we see lights, we remind of the Edison.
如果我们读爱迪生的传记，我们知道他试过了700多次，结果次次都失败，灯就是没有办法给他发明出来。
As we read the stories of Edison, then we know that he had tried more than 700 times in order to build something called a light bulb.
但助手很灰心。
His aides were very discouraged by this.
但是爱迪生却有一个正面的态度来对他的助手，怎么说呢？
Yet Edison has a very positive attitude. What did he tell them?
他说你不要难过。
He said, don't think so.
他起码我们知道有700多种方法，我们以后不需要再去试它。
He says, you know something, you and I have learned about 700 methods we should not try again.
到底我们今天用什么样的角度来看一件事情？
Exactly, in which angle should we be viewing a situation?
当一杯水拿到这里的时候，马上就有两种不同的评语。
As you raise a cup full of water, and there will be two kinds of comments.
一种人他说，愁眉苦脸的说，原来这一杯是半空的。
One kind of person would say, this cup is only half full.
另外一个人却带着很欢喜的神态说，哎呀，这杯水是半满的。
The other person may look at this full of joy and say, it's already filled up to the half.
我们怎么样看，从哪一个角度看，决定我们对人生成败得失的看法。
Your point of view, the way you view things, can actually determine your success or failure for your career.
我们不可否认，有的时候失败所花的代价是很贵。
We cannot deny the fact that the price you have to pay for failure may be tremendous.
我们也发现有的时候一失足就成千古恨，有很多这样的例子。
We have also seen once you fail and you will never be able to recover.
但是今天早上我在这里跟大家分享。
Yeah, this morning I'd like to share with you.
乃是告诉我们失败本身不是一个可耻的事情。
That the failure itself should not be ashamed of.
怕失败而一事无成，这是一个可耻的事情。
You should be shamed off to the fact that you are so afraid of to fail and never be able to succeed.
我从来不看我自己是一个完全的人。
I never view myself to be a perfect person.
但是我愿意在不完全的里面一直不断地往前走。
Yet I would like to be able to march forward in the imperfection.
你说我听了那么多，跟我在外面听一个励志式的一种演讲有什么不同呢？
What's the difference of the sermon here this morning versus you might hear from some other kind of meeting?
剩下一点时间，我跟大家试想这个题目的另外一部分。
So take the remaining part of this sermon. I'd like to share with you another aspect of what we learned today.
但是当我们看第二个部分之前，让我们把第一部分有一个很深刻的印象铭刻在我们心里面。
As we march on to the second topic this morning, I want you.To really be impressed by what we just talked about.
我承认刚才我所说的今天一般在教会里面不太被听到。
Perhaps what I just said, the attitude towards success and failure and so on, hadn't been heard often in churches.
但是弟兄姊妹，这是一个基本对人生应当有的态度。我深深的相信，也是圣经给我们看见的启示。
Yet, brothers and sisters, I wanted to remind you, this is a basic attitude of a person, and I also believe this is the teaching in the Bible.
不然的话，为什么神要约书亚去打仗呢？
Otherwise, why would God send Joshua to fight this battle?
神可以在借着摩西在山上的祷告，然后就把对面溃不成军，然后一下子就把他们收拾。为什么还要约书亚再选人，然后花一天的时间去打那么辛苦的仗？
Indeed, if God will, he could actually, after Moses is praying, and just destroy the enemy himself.
我常常说，原来我再一次说，神不会帮助一个懒惰的人。
I have said this often, and pardon me for saying this again, that God will never help a lazy person?
为什么我们教会一而再再而三地强调全人主日学的重要性？
Why then do we in this church keep on emphasizing the importance of adult Sunday school?
为什么今天教会一直追你，追到让你好像不知道跑到哪里去，逃到哪里去，就是要问你，你有没有好好的每天有亲近神灵修的生活？
Have you been felt being chased by church people and asking the question, have you ever been close, draw near to the Lord every day?
传教全人的主日学，每天读圣经，不是一个宗教性的一种工作或者一种功夫。
It is not a religious ritual just to ask you to study the Bible and to come to adult Sunday school.
因为我们需要有一些尽本分的心在我们心里面。
It is something that we have to do to fulfill our responsibility.
剩下十分钟的时间，我希望跟弟兄姊妹一起思想，到底在征战里面得胜的秘诀是什么？从这段圣经来看。
Then for the remaining part of this sermon, I'd like to share with you what is the secret of success.
那我今天提到两个，当然可能有更多这些秘诀，不过在这段圣经里面。我们归纳两点。
There might be more, but I'm going to mention only two things today.
第一个是团队的精神或者分工合作的这样的一个态度。
The first attitude emphasizes teamwork.
我刚才提到，在这个征战里面，神让约书亚进到战场的当中。
As I mentioned, in this battle, God had sent Joshua to do the actual fighting.
我们看见以色列人刚过红海，过红海之前的情景不一样。
We have seen the situation before the Israelites crossed the Red Sea.
如果各位有兴趣，回到出埃及记14章13节14节，我们看见那里的一个经验跟这里的情形完全不同。
If you go before this chapter, go to chapter 14, you see the situations with the Israelites were very different.
后有追兵，前有红海。
There are enemies chasing them, and yet in front of them is an ocean.
对以色列人来讲怎么办呢？
Well, what they do? What should they do?
你要打吗？你要战吗？你还是要干什么？
Will they decide to fight or anything else?
神告诉他们说：“你不要惧怕，只管站住，看耶和华怎么样替你开一条出路。”
God told them, "Do not be afraid. All you have to do is just stand still and see what God will do for you."
那是指着一个基督徒得救说的。
That was indicating how a Christian is being saved.
在得救的事上，我们实在不能做什么。
In your salvation, there's nothing you could do.
耶稣在十字架上替我们成就了这一切。
God had accomplished everything on the cross for us.
但是当我们开始走这条属灵的道路的时候
，Yet as we start to walk on this path of spiritual life,
弟兄姊妹，我们不能推卸每一个基督徒应该尽的本分的责任。
Brothers and sisters, we do have our own responsibilities to fill.
神要帮助你做一个好丈夫。
God will help you to become a good husband.
但是你也要学习怎么样真正的在技术上有进步的来爱你自己的妻子。
Yet in yourself, you should learn how technically you to be able to love your wife.
这是我强调刚才我所说的。
This is to emphasize what I just
said. 但是这里我们提到团队的精神和分工合作是他们这次得胜一个很重要的一个原因。
Yes, indeed, this teamwork is also a key to the victory they experience.
每一个人有每一个人不同的岗位。
Each one of you have your role to play.
你分到不同的岗位，然后配搭在一起同心，那么这场仗就得胜。
As you're being sent to play each of the key points yourself, but then you work as a teamwork, and you will succeed.
我曾经在这里提过，教会不是一条不是一个游艇，而是一个龙船。
I have often mentioned that the church is not a sailboat but a dragon boat.
那么这个游艇是跟那个 dragon boat 有什么不一样呢？
What's the difference? That's what I want to ask.
游艇呢？就是说你可以上去做客，你不一定要在里面有一份，你可以享受，你可以休息，你可以安闲，但是龙舟呢，却是你只要在船上，你就要发挥你的功用。
It's a sailboat, maybe a cruiser, and what you do is you go on and relax in it. And yet the dragon boat, you have to work to get it to go.
弟兄姊妹，在教会里面求主帮助我们，能够达到那样一个境界，没有一个多余的人。
We want to ask the Lord to help us, so none of us here, there's no one of us here is not contributing.
我们是有一些人刚刚出山，刚刚开始，刚刚出道，也许我们比较嫩一点。
There might be new or young Christians among us.
约书亚在这里很嫩。
Joshua was very young here.
这是在圣经里面第一次出现约书亚这个名字。
This is the first time the name Joshua was mentioned in the Bible.
你看第九节，摩西对约书亚说。
As it says in verse 9, that Moses told Joshua.
然后如果你翻到24章13节或者33章11节的时候，讲到约书亚的时候，多了一句形容词在上面。
As you move on to later chapters of this book, when Joshua was mentioned, there was another word mentioned before him.
说摩西的帮手约书亚。
It says the aid of Moses, Joshua.
一开始的时候就是一个普通的约书亚。
In the very beginning, it might be an ordinary person called Joshua.
经过几次的征战和考验，摩西终于选定了他。我要你继承我的衣钵，你要做我的继承人。
Through several occasions and the battles and so on, Moses had determined that Joshua was going to carry on Moses' duty.
年轻的约书亚在前面冲锋陷阵。
As the young Joshua was forward and fighting the battle,
摩西带着亚伦和户珥到山上去祷告。
And Moses was with Aaron and Hur went up to the mountains to pray.
亚伦是谁呢？
Who was Aaron?
亚伦是摩西的哥哥。
And as you remember, Aaron is Moses' brother.
户珥是谁呢？
What is her? Who is her?
户珥呢？在圣经里面这也是第一次出现。
Her was mentioned the first time here too in the Bible.
他是摩西的姐夫。
He is the brother-in-law of Moses.
他是米利暗的丈夫，是摩西他的姐夫。
He is the husband of Miriam.
三个老人家在山上祷告。
Three old persons.
我想他有81、82岁。
Perhaps 81, 82.
若哥哥一定比他更大。所以也是80岁以上的人。
Older brother has got to be older than him.
如果姐夫，我想也应该比他年纪大。
This person married to his older sister, they got to be older than him.
今天有许多人说老了不重用了。
Many would refer to I'm old, I'm useless.
老了快完了。
I'm getting old, I'm close to the end.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们从圣经的角度来看，没有一个人。在神的面前是没有用处。
Yes, as we look from the Bible's point of view or God's point of view, there's no one is useless in front of God.
在这段圣经里面，我们清楚地看见约书亚需要摩西，摩西需要户珥和亚伦。
As we see clearly here that Joshua needed Moses, and Moses in turn needed Aaron and Hur.
如果他们都是八十几岁的老人家
，as they were the 80。More than 80 years old.
我们教会也有一个八十几岁的好榜样。
In this church, we also have a good example who is more than 80 years old.
王子朗牧师
，Pastor Wang.
我一直怕我今天讲他会在这里有点不好意思，不过好在他在隔壁讲道，所以我就比较放心的讲。
Pastor Wang is preaching next door to the youth group, so that exempt me from being embarrassed.
我记得不错的话，5年前。在王牧师77岁的时候
，As I remember, about 5 years ago, when Pastor Wang was 77 years old,
有一天他从外面领会回来。
One day he came back from after he led a meeting.
他每一次回来，第一个一定打个电话，他说要跟李牧师报道，跟我打个电话。
Every time after he returned from a trip or engagement, he would call me.
他说那次我记得很清楚。
That time I vividly remembered.
我听了，我心里面很难过。
I was deeply touched.
他说：“李牧师。
”He said, Pastor Lee.
他说：“我回来了。
”I'm back.
他说：“好累，好累。
”I'm very tired, very tired.
他说：“大概在我见主面之前，我这是最后一次出门了。
”This might be the last trip before I'm gonna see the Lord.
每一次我听见老人家说出这样的话。
Every time when I hear an elderly mention something like this,
我们这些中年壮年的人就受很大的激励。
As we as middle age and also strong aged time,
愿意不愿意，我们都要接这个棒。
And feel the challenge. Are we now prepared to take over this task?
我不知道怎么安慰王牧师。
I did not know how to comfort him.
所以就。应付完就好了，好了，好了，你好好休息吧，我就没有再讲下去。
So I just muddled around.
然后跟师母就为王牧师祷告。
Then I pray for him with my wife.
过了2-3个月以后
2 or 3 months later,
又接到一个电话。
I got another call from him.
我是王牧师。
This is Pastor Wang.
我明天要去加州布道，谁可以送我去飞机场？
I got to go to California to lead an evangelistic meeting. Who can send me to the airport?
3 weeks 之前他跟我讲的话还在我的耳中。
I still remember what he told me about 3 months ago.
他现在打电话来说，李牧师，我现在要出征，我又要出征了，我要去打仗。
Yet now he called me and says, Pastor Lee, I'm going out to fight a battle again.
从1977年一直到现在
77 until now.
几乎每一次他从外面回来都要重复讲一句77年那次在电话里面跟我讲的那句话。
Turns out, every time he returned, he still mentioned the same thing that he had mentioned when he was 77.
我现在已经等着再过两三个月他再跟我打个电话，什么时候可以送我到飞机场去吗？
So I'm waiting for him to call me again, to ask me to send him to the airport.
到十一月又要到芝加哥去了。
And in November, he will embark on a trip to Chicago.
有一天，我在前年我看到一份杂志的报道。
Some time ago, I read a magazine article.
说在美国南部有一个103岁的传道人，他讲道的安排到第二年。
It mentioned about 103 years old, minister, and his appointment for preaching had been arranged for 2 years in the future.
弟兄姊妹，你年纪大，不要自怜。
You might be older than us, but don't be pitiful on yourself.
保罗提醒提摩太，不要叫人小看你年轻。
Paul had reminded Timothy, that don't let others look down on you because you're young.
让我今天大胆地对长辈说，弟兄姊妹，不要叫人小看你年长。
I want to openly say this to you, our elderly in this church, that don't let others look down on you because you're old.
我非常受感动。
I was deeply touched.
最近我知道有一对夫妇，他不要我把名字讲出来，每一个礼拜五到教会里面来帮助我们同工折这个周报。
Yes, there was an elderly couple. They come to the church every Friday to help to fold the bulletin.
我们看教会这些东西，以为大概从天上掉下来就是这个样子。
If you don't know better, you might think this fell off from the sky.
这个有人写，有人印，有的时候机器不好，搞成一身都是黑黑的，然后还需要有人把它折起来，400多份，这不是一个小的工作。
It takes manpower to print this, to write this, and to fold this is not a small task.
因为他们在山顶，所以我们看不到他们。
Because those people, they are up in the mountains, we can't see them directly.
但是他们所做的工作却是今天教会成败的很重要的一个关键。
Yes, their work is the key to the success or fail of a church.
原来我讲了很多对长辈的话。
And pardon me for saying so much about elderly.
但是我们盼望，如果教会要成功，让我们男女老幼每一个人都好像一个战舰，都好像一个龙船上面那些人不可缺少。
So in order for a church to prosper, and let each one of us to be like those on a dragon boat or on a battleship, then we all have to work on our duty.
在我所这个准备的资料里面，还有很多跟年纪大的有关系，比如摩西80岁以后才被主用。但以理到90岁的时候才被人家扔在狮子坑，这些都是一些年纪大的给我们看到很美的一些见证。
Indeed, there are more examples about elderly mentioned in the Bible.
还有一点点时间，我们看得胜的秘诀的第二部分。
With the remaining time, let's look at the second secret of victory or success.
团队精神、分工合作固然重要。
Indeed, it is important to be able to work as a team.
我们发现真正得胜的关键乃是在山上。
Yes, indeed, the key to success is up in the mountain, as you remember.
是主居首位，唯命是从，这是他们得胜的原因。
That is to exalt our Lord and obey Him.
真是让我们在这里看见，以约书亚虽然在那里打仗尽本分。
As we see here clearly, even though Joshua was doing the best he could in fighting the battle,
但是我们看见摩西在山上迫切地为他祷告。
In the meantime, we saw that Moses was up in the mountain and urgently, earnestly praying for him.
弟兄姊妹，让我们不轻看祷告的职分。
Brothers and sisters, let us not look down on our responsibilities of praying.
原来我常常提到礼拜三晚上的祷告会。
pardon me for reminding you all the time about our Wednesday night prayer meeting.
我最近去看一位弟兄。
Recently, I visited one of our brothers.
我们谈到教会的事工。
We talk about the work of church.
他告诉我，他说李牧师。
He mentioned to me that Pastor Lee.
除了主日崇拜以外，我最不希望 miss 或者不希望缺席的一个聚会就是祷告聚会。
He says, except the Sunday worship, the meeting I do not miss the most is the Wednesday night prayer meeting.
他说我参加这个礼拜三的祷告会，我一直感觉到神是一位又真又活的神。
As I participate in this prayer meeting, I thoroughly experienced the true, lively God.
而我不只是为有需要的人祷告。
Not only I pray for those needies,
我能够马上分享到那个神听祷告的那个果效，经历到这样的神迹。
I can also right away share the consequence or the miracles through the prayer.
弟兄姊妹，如果征战是信徒生活的写实的话
，Yes, indeed, if battle is a true description of our Christian life,
让我们今天从这一段的经文。想到我们怎么样能够靠主得胜。
Let us also meditate and remember how we can win victory with the help.
每一次我们想到耶和华尼西的时候
，Every time when we think about this name Jehovah Nissi,
他是我们的元帅
，He is our commander of the army.
我们跟随他，我们就已经在得胜的里面。
As we follow him, we will all be dwelt in the success.
如果我们看新约圣经。
As we read the New Testament,
我们发现耶稣就是我们新约的约书亚。
We know that Jesus is the Joshua of the New Testament era.
因为他要救赎我们，拯救我们。
Because he is here to save us.
他替我们打仗。
He fight the battle for us.
我们也看到耶稣就是我们的摩西。
We also know that Jesus is also our Moses.
他因为现在坐在天父的右边，天天为我们祈求。
Because he now resides on the right hand of our Lord and pray for us every day.
所以耶和华尼西在新约的名字就是耶稣基督。
So Jehovah Nissi in the New Testament means Jesus Christ.
让我们今天一天一天往前走的时候
，As we march forward day by day,
让我们经历他的得胜。
Let us experience his victory.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。